Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over. And I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale going on right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's time to wake on up. Wake up. With a nice cup of Joe.
What's up, Joe, bro?
Featuring Joe Spadoni.
He's an Italian.
And Joe, the Butcher Boy Shasky.
I am slippery.
Oh!
The best part of waking up is morning roast in your cup.
It is the morning roast, man, on 95.7 The Game.
Draymond pops out unguarded, gets the ball, flips it to Curry. Screens for Curry. Wow. Deep three from half court. And he hit it. There's one person on the planet that would take that shot, and he nailed it.
Oh, my God.
We're tied. 21.4 to go. The Nuggets call time. Ridiculous.
Tim Roy, Tom Tolbert on the call right here on 95.7 The Game. Are you kidding me? Like, come on. Come on. Are you not entertained, Dub Nation, America, the world? That is greatness personified. And there was greatness all around on the court yesterday. The greatest game that Aaron Gordon has had in his life, dropping 50 points, San Jose's own. I mean, he looked like Stephen Curry in that first half. But Steph's used to this. Like that one game for Aaron Gordon, Steph's done that a bunch of times. I'm not trying to poo-poo what he did. It was amazing. But there is only one. Stephen bleepin' Curry. I say good morning to Carter. I say good morning to Zach in the back. All you lovely people. And more importantly, my partner in crime today, Evan, a.k.a. E-Dog Giddings, joining me in place of Joe Shasky. And also Sam Lubin. Hope both of y'all feel better very soon.
Shut up, Evan.
Yeah. Evan, don't shut up. Please talk to me. That was incredible.
Haven't said a word yet.
Well,
haven't said a word yet.
It's your face.
Oh, good morning, Spadone. Happy Payday Friday.
Thank
I think
God,
everybody
Evan.
Is feeling real good today. And there's a lot of cash going down in the fourth quarter and overtime for Steph Curry. He's one of one. I mean, that's a game that reminds you why the Warriors always should be given a chance. And I think demand the benefit of the doubt because they had the best player on the floor last night. And that's a game where Nikola Jokic was on the floor. That's a game where Aaron Gordon, like you mentioned, dropped 50 points. And they had the closer. And that was the difference in the ball game. The Warriors were down 7 with 4 minutes left. I thought when Jokic hit that little turnaround floater with 3:50 into the timeout, All right, well, you're going to have to play perfect basketball. You got a little bit of help from Jokic missing the free throw, but you just had Curry absolutely taking over. He scored the last 13 points of the fourth, drove him to overtime, and at that point, I thought the Chase Center crowd got them to a different level that allowed them to make a statement on national television.
And speaking of that statement, I want to hear from the Warriors fans today. 888-957-9570. That's the number to call or text the Boxer and Gerson Work Injury Attorneys text line. We're going to be all over it. The Bay Area is en fuego right now with sports stories, and none bigger than the chef himself. Warriors 2-0 to start this season. Home opener last night against a team, as you mentioned, with arguably the best player on the planet in Nikola Jokic. But let's not, you know, forget Stephen Curry, also one of the best players on the planet. Still at this age, he is able to do things that no one else, Evan, has ever been able to do. Like, how does he make that shot? I still, like, that's not a good shot for anyone. And I know Steiny gets on this all the time. You produce that, you fill in all the time. Like, I'm with Steiny on the, like, how? Still, I cannot wrap my mind. It's only a good shot for him. And even then, you question it, but you don't. Even with the first half that he had, which was not great. He did not have a great first half. He didn't, like, it looked like Aaron Gordon was the monster that sucked up all of Stephen Curry's shooting ability in that first half. Because what was he, 7-7 in that first half, Aaron Gordon? Incredible from beyond the arc. Could not miss. 17-21 overall, 10-11 from three-point line, 50 for Aaron Gordon. Again, San Jose zone. But the chef, as he does, puts the team on his back, and he rises up to the moment. He, like, that is something about him. He is a showman. He gets the crowd involved. When Christian Brown fouled him so he can get those three free throws, he was telling the crowd, get on your feet. I'm Stephen Curry. Cheer for me and for this team. Get loud. And he was like pissed off Steph, but in a great way towards the end there. And that intensity this early on in the season, 2-0, one against the Lakers, down in L.A., which used to be a house of horrors, and now against this Nuggets team that is fully healthy, albeit no more Michael Porter Jr., obviously. Cam Johnson, yeah, yikes. Did not look good yesterday, game one. To do that in these two games against those two teams that you've historically struggled against, Evan, I'm not sleeping on that. I'm not.
Yeah, I mean, I think, look, it's their first game of the season for Denver.
For sure.
They're a brand new group. They got really a first-year head coach, essentially. But that was a different level than the one against the Lakers. Like, yeah. With all due respect, I know you guys talk about it back and forth. That's a Lakers team that without LeBron is...
They didn't have LeBron, no.
No, but even with LeBron, like, I don't think that team's going many places. Golden State, meanwhile, they needed to get to a different level to beat Denver. And I didn't think Jokic, despite a triple-double, played incredible last night. I thought that outside of Aaron Gordon, there wasn't really anyone. Cam Johnson didn't look good. I didn't think that Christian Brown, who just got paid, I didn't think he looked very good last night. Denver's a team that is going to be there, but that's the point, though. To me, why it's an early statement, not a massive shot across the bow by Golden State, but an early statement win is because that's a contender. A lot of experts have the Denver Nuggets in and around the NBA Finals. Some of them have them winning a championship this season with the kind of additions that they made. You saw Valanciunas, you saw Johnson, you saw Bruce Brown back in Denver. Like, that's a good basketball team.
I like the Hardaway addition. Sneaky.
Yeah, I think, look, he brings a little more shooting, but the fact of the matter is Golden State, that's a game not a lot of people had them winning last night. And for them to do it at home, especially in that fashion, for them to come from behind, that's a game where I think last year and the previous couple of years, Spadone, they're the team up seven that had cratered. Like, they're the team that sort of falters and stutters in the final minutes against a team like Denver who had their number up until late last season.
What's that stat we kept talking about? Clutch games, right? What is it? A 10 points or 5 points or fewer with 5 minutes?
5 point separation, 5 points or 5 minutes or less.
There you go. Like, how many of those? It felt like every single game at one point was a clutch game for the Warriors, and they just could, as you mentioned, not get over that hump. But let's be honest. Once they got Jimmy Butler, things have just changed. Like, Jimmy Butler, and again, last night, his ability to get to the free throw line and calm things down at times, 21 points for him, 6 of 15. Wasn't great efficiency, but 7 of 8 from the free throw line. It's going to hurt him in that battle for perfection at the free throw percentage as he's betting, maybe I shouldn't use that word, with Steph Curry. Maybe a wager? No, that's still not good enough as we are still reeling from the scandal that was shocking and rocking the NBA landscape and sports landscape, quite frankly, yesterday.
Portland tonight.
Well, who's the Tiago Splitter? He's the coach? Tiago?
Interim.
You know, we used to have a Tiago that called in from Palo Alto. Yeah, he sounded like Brian in Palo Alto, but it was actually Tiago in Palo Alto, huh?
All right. Well, he's going to be in the Rose City tonight.
Maybe he'll call back later. 888-957-9570 is the number. But Jimmy Buckets, 21. The Chef, Stephen Curry, 42. And again, it wasn't the greatest shooting night, but I thought Jonathan Kuminga, man, I'm seeing the growth. I am two games. And this is what we're talking about. It's one game against the Lakers. Really nice to see. All right, he got the assists up. He got the boards. Now you got to do it again, Jonathan. And yesterday, 14 points for JK in a starting role again. 3 assists, 5 boards, 6 of 11 shooting. But you know what? I'm seeing the assists to Steph. I'm seeing the rebounds. I'm seeing a willing playmaker at times. He just has to keep doing this, keep progressing. And another guy off the bench, this Will Richard kid. Hey, he's got moxie. He ain't scared, Evan. He ain't scared. I know you interviewed him with Goo right over the summer.
Yeah, no, he's a second-round pick who's going to play. Kerr, the last 3 years, has had 3 second-round rookies that have all played big minutes. Trayce Jackson-Davis a couple years ago. Quentin Post, obviously, has fallen a little bit out of favor.
Yeah.
And now Will Richard. I don't know if that experience is going to last when Moses Moody comes back, which is hopefully tonight. And is sort of tracking towards that against Portland because they're going to need him based on the fact that some of these OGs are not going to be available. But, yeah, I mean, to me, like, last night, and I hope that we can steer conversations in the future like this, is last night wasn't about Kuminga because he just was solid.
Yeah.
But, like, I don't think we have to sit here and talk about him every single day. Last night, he was good. He played 36 minutes, good energy, missed a couple free throws, but I thought he was fine. Like, yesterday was about Steph, and it was about the statement the Warriors made as a group. And I think that's what has stood out to me about Kuminga through 2 games. He's fitting in, and it's a credit to him. It's a credit to his teammates to allow him to basically just sort of figure it out.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
Hmm. I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale going on right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
And when Moody comes back, we'll find out what his role is. But for right now, Spadone, for the Warriors to be off to a 2-0 start, to get a home opening win, to do it in overtime in the fashion they did on national television, you know, there's a lot of people that are wondering how much they got left in the tank. And I think the Warriors picked up have so right from where they left off last year. And that's what's been encouraging to me is they look like the same group that they were at the very end of last season that a lot of people believed was a hamstring away from playing in the Western Conference Finals.
And shout out to those watching on YouTube right now. We are streaming. You can see our beautiful faces. Hey, you got the nice California hat on. Should I put my Warriors cap on? Look at this. They got a bunch of them for the sales staff.
You don't
me.
Have to play Cage
you sure?
The crowd.
You don't want me to do like a little like yeah, little Malibu's Most Wanted over here? No? You don't want to? I'm not a hat guy, going to be honest. I used to be. But my hairline was much better, and I had a long hair. I was like, kind of had that skater boy look with the flannels and stuff.
You still got it going.
Yeah, but, you know, it's just, it's not my scene anymore. I think maybe the dad hat fits me more, as I am a father of two. Like, the one you're rocking, I think maybe I should lean into that more a little bit. But I don't have the great connected beard as you do, Evan.
Well, I don't typically wake up this early in the morning, so
really?
I didn't have time
You're an early riser. Come on, E-Dog.
Yeah, I told you before, you have to carry me for the first hour before I get my seventh cup of coffee in me. Like, I've just been chugging black coffee since the moment I woke up this morning, so I had to throw a hat on because the hair was going everywhere.
A hat on a hat. There you go. Is that an NFL term? Right, as your Chargers, by the way.
Hats on hats.
Your San Diego Superchargers, because that was the uniforms they were wearing in L.A. yesterday, just walloping the Minnesota Vikings. Poor Carson Wentz. He looked like he was crying on the sideline. The guy was getting
didn't watch
up.
A single second.
Oh, no.
You didn't miss much. Your team did good. So there you go. No injuries to speak of, I think. So that's good.
Derwin James.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Derwin James.
You're right.
Yeah.
Never mind. Yeah, I didn't watch it either. So,
must be a Chargers game. Someone got hurt.
It must be the SoFi Turf, too, right? Brought to you by First NorCal Credit Union. For a low rate auto loan, apply online or just ask for First NorCal financing at the dealer. And as always, coming live from the Laughing Monk Studios, Laughing Monk, righteously brewed in San Francisco. You've been doing a hell of a job. You and Lo Neal, Laughing Monk, at all those 49ers home games. It's been popping. It's been awesome. Every single 49ers home game at the Sunnyvale Laughing Monk Brewery down there. Go out, say what's up to those boys. It's a good time, although this weekend it's going to be in Houston. But still, you can go to Laughing Monk. Why not? Just hang out early. It's all good. We'll talk some Niners.
They actually have a really good brunch.
Do they?
They have a fantastic brunch that we got to dive into a little bit.
Okay.
It's the 1 o'clock start, so yeah.
Okay.
And they serve it all day, too.
All right.
They got a really nice potato hash.
Ooh.
Yeah, some sweet potatoes that they'll throw in there. A little arugula on top. The presentation is just A1 down there.
More of a standard home fry guy. I'm not a big sweet potato guy, only if it's like the yams. I know they're not technically the same, but like candied yams.
A month away, thank you.
Gotta get the marshmallows, gotta get the brown sugar in there. God, I'm starving. Maybe we gotta do a Golden Arches this morning on a payday Friday. Chef Curry, speaking of food, he was cooking last night, 42 points. Dub Nation, where are you at? Like, this is the most beloved athlete in the history of the Bay Area. More beloved than Jerry Rice, Joe, Willie, Barry Bond. No one touches Stephen Curry. I'm sorry. This is the guy. Don't take this for granted. And are you with Evan? Was that a statement win last night? Are the Warriors putting the league on notice after just two games? 888-957-9570. Call or text. We got Vic Tafer coming up at 9:20. Covers the 49ers for The Athletic. And also Seth Payne. It's a great name. Seth Payne at 8:30 to get the lay of the land in Houston. He covers the Texans for our Houston radio station, our sister station for Odyssey over there. So 8:30, we will dive into some 49ers. But right now, I'm all in on the Dubs. How could you not be? You beat the Lakers, beat the Nuggets, and again, as I agree with you, Evan, the Lakers win for me wasn't so much about beating the team that's on there. It's about just winning in that building, specifically against that team, and just having that mental hurdle. It's no longer a house of horrors, because it used to be, but maybe it's because Anthony Davis was on that team, and he just was a thorn in that Warriors team's side for so many years that, you know, Luka, he can get his... No one else is doing anything. But the Nuggets, like, that is a team where everyone's looking at, it's like, all right, I'm stacking up the West. We got OKC, by the way, 2-0, another double overtime win for them over the Indiana Pacers, another finals rematch there. And I'll get into why that game pissed me off in a second. But Thunder, cream of the crop. And then I think most people have the Denver Nuggets, like, right. It's like 1B right below them. Would you agree? Would you have the Nuggets, like, right there? Or would you have, like, a gap between the Thunder and Denver?
I mean, I think they're pretty close. Look, they took them to seven games.
They did.
And an Aaron Gordon injury might have swung that series. I'm not sure. I think, to me, it's OKC and in that second tier. And again, why I feel like this was, you know, an early statement from the Warriors. It's not going to determine where seeding is going to be in the playoffs, although it does have a tie-breaking implication with Denver. I don't think it's going to – it doesn't mean that the Warriors are going to win a championship, but I do believe that it confirms for a lot of people that the Warriors are in that second tier in the Western Conference. You have OKC, who you give the nod to as the champ. They have, I think, looked a little shaky their first two games, but they've pulled it out in clutch time. And then you have Denver. I think Houston demands to be there. And I think the Golden State Warriors are in that second tier. So that kind of game to me last night, again, it's the first game of the season for Denver. They're going to be working through some things. I think they have another level to get to. But the Warriors are absolutely in that class. And so that to me is what they showed last night. The win in L.A., that's a place where Steph Curry specifically has not played well, did not. And then he reminded everyone that age is just a number. 37 years old. He's going to be 38 by the end of this year. You know, Horford looked old. Draymond has looked old. Jimmy at times last night looked a little old. Steph Curry did not look old last night.
You know who looked old?
Little Richard?
Nikola Jokic. Oh, my God. That guy was enjoying the meat and potatoes in the offseason. My goodness.
And busy racing horses.
I mean, you said it. You said it, Mike Gundy, who's retired now or just looking for a job. He got fired.
Shame at 6:23.
Well, I got the dad bod. I rock that. It's all good, man. Come on, as I'm wearing my Tony Soprano.
We're getting McDonald's in a minute, by the way.
Yeah, it's Golden Arches, baby. Let's go. Payday Friday. Monopoly's back, too, by the way. Come on. Discontinued it for like a decade after that documentary came out. By the way, what's coming up with the game is going to be brought to you by Crystal Geyser, Alpine Spring Water. Your calls, your text. Evan Giddings filling in for Shasky. 888-957-9570 is the number to call or text. 137-131. What a hell of a game. Like, that is a way to open up the season in Shea Center. And for the chef to go off the way he did and going at the crowd, I loved it. I loved every single second. Do you think he was a little, like the crowd wasn't into it enough, so he had to go at them? Is that how you kind of read it? I'm seeing some from the text line. It's like Steph was mad at the crowd, some of the fans.
Yeah, I don't think he was mad at the crowd, but I think, look, Chase Center, it's a white-collar crowd. It just is. And I think that you have to kind of remind them what time and situation occasionally they are in games. I mean, we've been to a ton of them. You know, there's a reason why Pod said Valkyrie's games are a little more lit than Warriors games.
And no, that's a fact. I went to a couple of them this year.
Yeah. They just are. That's just a fact. And I think last night, Curry just, they needed a little prodding. How about that?
So you needed Kate Martin on the sidelines during these Warriors games, what you're saying?
The martinis are out.
The martinis? Okay, all right. I'm not mad. I can go for a martini right now. I'm not going to lie. 888-957-9570.
It's 5 o'clock somewhere.
You know what? Was that goo right there? Or was that you?
That was literally me.
Oh, that was you. Oh, I thought that was a guru drop. I'm not mad at that. That's Carter in the back. Zach filling in, doing a hell of a job. Evan Giddings, Joe Spadoni the rest of the way. Where are you at, Dub Nation? Stephen Curry drops 42 points. I know they would have lost the game, the lines would have been lit right now. Well, they won it in overtime. And the chef was the reason why. Him, Jimmy Buckets, old man Al Horford off the bench dropping 13. He was looking spry. He was backing down the Joker. I mean, you overcome Aaron Gordon's game of his life with 50 points the way you did? My goodness. All that and more on the other side. The Morning Roast.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
Hmm.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale going on right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before, T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.